You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. And about 6 months ago, we did an interview with Example. And he said to us, don't tell anyone I'm working with these girls. It's going to be amazing. And these girls are here right now. Oh my, hey. Alex and Jay, hello.
Hello.
Hey. It was about 6 months ago, right?
It was, yeah. It was a while ago. We love Example, though.
He's like, they're not going to be the sad A's. They're not going to be, you know, like Wonderland or anything like that. They're going to be more Bananarama. And that is crazy indeed.
I've always said that.
Yeah?
What did you think when you first met him? What were your first impressions? Because he's larger than life, and how he sort of walked into a room and just starts coming out with really funny things. He's a bit mental in a good way, isn't he?
Well, we thought we'd just give it him back. So he came out with these Topshop bags, and I was like, pass it here, let me check. So he passed over this Topshop bag and me and Jade are like rummaging through it, checking all these like new clothes he bought.
That's all right.
He needs to be told.
Yeah, he does. and then we went on to bribe him with Rice Krispie cake so he'd ring Jade's sister. So unprofessional, but
unprofessional.
Bribery is the key. Exactly. It's fine.
When he was talking to us about it, he was just so excited about it, wasn't he? You've been getting a great response from a lot of influential pop bloggers, namely Peter Robinson at Pop Justice. Yeah. He's a big fan of yours. Yeah. I think he's been exposing you quite significantly over the last few weeks or so, primarily because of your parrot.
Yeah, what is it with the parrot? Everyone loves the parrot. We've got a competition on our Facebook, actually, at the minute. We need to name him.
Who is the parrot? Like, where did you get him? Is it your parrot or belong to someone else?
Unfortunately not.
No, we went to Copenhagen to do the first mini clip for Run This Town, and the parrot was there when we arrived. It was just sitting there, and then we had to hold him. We had to throw him through the air.
We actually had to throw him, like punch it, and then we had to go like that, and then the parrot flew off. Like,
it was so...
Wow.
It was quite scary, though.
Not actually punch the parrot, sorry. No one can see my demonstration.
You have to sort of thrust it off your hand.
Yeah.
One thing we always do with new guests on In Demand is ask you about your favourite things. Just a little exercise in improving our knowledge of you guys and helping the In Demand audience get to know you a bit better as well.
Here we go. Who is your favourite Middleton sister, Kate or Pippa?
Pippa. Looks like she's a little bit more naughtier.
Definitely. I think that's like saying from the Heat magazine this week.
She's totes hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love her. Favourite exotic bird?
You can't choose the parrot.
Why can't they choose the parrot?
Flamenco, because it's pink.
Nice.
Flamingo.
Yeah. Flamenco, that's a type of dance. Flamingo.
Your favourite bearded man? This could be a famous man, doesn't have to be famous.
Wow.
Does David Beckham count as a bearded man?
Stubble,
yes. It's a sort of beard.
Okay.
You want to get someone like Brian Blessed?
Jesus.
Jesus.
He's a classic. You
know, God's got an almighty beard. So we believe.
We assume.
They are your favourite things. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to see us.
Thank you very much for having us.
Best of luck with everything. I think this summer we'll probably see you out and about. You're going to be doing various gigs and stuff like that, aren't you?
Yeah.
So I hope it all goes well. Can you introduce your single for us and we'll play it now?
Okay, we're All Might and this is Run This Town.
Girls, thank you very much.
Bye. Thank you.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight we have Spencer and Kimberly from Her Majesty and the Wolves back on the show.
Hello. I like that. That's a good one.
We're going to chat some more very soon. Everyone comfortable and ready to go?
Yeah.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy and Kimberly and Spencer, aka Her Majesty and the Wolves, still with us this evening. So it's been a while. We chatted to you back in January, we think it was.
Yeah, it was ages ago.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
It was good times.
It was good. We had a nice little chat. We all introduced ourselves to each other in a very polite British manner.
Of course. What's happening now? Obviously, we know there's a brand new single with an amazing video to go with it as well.
We've been really just kind of branding, you know, the band. You know, it's like running for president. You know, we've been taking a very grassroots approach to all of this, and it's been very exciting. And working on music and making costumes and putting things together and rehearsals and shows and you name it, we do it.
So this has been like your campaign trail, really, then?
Yes, we are knocking on people's doors, telling them to buy Goodbye Goodnight on iTunes now.
Do it!
Well, we've had it as our record of the week. It's gone to our playlist as well. So it's obviously doing something good.
Yay!
Thank you so much.
Yes. Stands out as well, actually, because there's a lot of that kind of dance vibe going on from mainstream artists who've been established for quite a while.
Yeah.
But you're kind of fitting that new style in there as well, which we like. Okay, so tell us about the video. Lucy's been raving about it to me because I've not seen it yet. But apparently it's quite eccentric, I think is the word.
In a good way. I love all your outfit changes. My God.
This was a video that was so much fun to make, and there was so much in the making of the video. It was like I was saying before, I was drawing costumes and meeting with a costume designer, Wendy Benstead, here in London, and having them made and just kind of really putting our foot down to make sure that this video was the best representation of who we are, what we are, and just the experience to expect. So it was great because we were able to have our DJs in there with their wolf, electro wolf heads, and Spencer and I doing our thing, and you know, have a bit of the dance segments as well.
You got to do some dancing, yeah.
Of course. And it was the first time that I feel like the Her Majesty and the Wolves fairy tale really came to life.
Let's play the song on In Demand now. Guys, can you introduce your new single for us?
Hey everybody, this is Kimberly Wyatt.
And this is Spencer Neasy.
We are Her Majesty and the Wolves, and this is our brand new single,
Goodbye, Goodnight.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and Her Majesty and the Wolves still with us this evening.
Yay!
What up, what up?
Now we play this little game. You sound like a little barking dog, Kimberly. I like it's the kind you might carry around in a purse.
No, I think more like Pikachu from Pokemon.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that. It's
thank
cute.
You guys.
No, in a nice way. Oh God, quick, move on.
Hey, okay. Listen, I would carry you around in my pocket happily.
Thank you.
They're big pockets. We do this thing with our guests on the show called Favourite Things, which is just quite simply, we just go for sometimes inanimate objects, sometimes we go for popular culture. It's always very different, food and drink. We just like to find out a little bit more about you through your favourite thing. So Lucy, first favourite thing this evening.
Your favourite perfume or aftershave?
Flower bomb.
Yeah, that's mine too.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
Spencer, let's see if we can sync on this one as well.
Okay. Hermes, I guess, is my favourite right now.
Yes, there we go. That's a good one.
Yeah? Is that your favourite too?
I like that, definitely.
Your favourite British dish?
The roasts, the Sunday roast.
Yeah.
With a big fat Yorkshire pudding.
I'm not sure about the Yorkshire pudding yet.
No. Just the roast potatoes and the meat, that's enough.
Yeah.
Okay, next favourite thing. Favourite TV show as a kid?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah! Yeah.
Donatello!
Gnarly.
Oh, Donatello's amazing.
Red.
Totally awesome.
They love their pizza.
Tubular.
This next one is more for Kimberly, I think, this one.
Yeah, favourite Beyonce dance routine.
Ooh, single ladies.
Yay.
Classic.
Of course.
That's Spencer's favourite, especially at weekends. Isn't it, Spencer?
Oh, you know, I was still a fan of Crazy Love, you know.
Yeah.
She's still good.
Uh-oh.
One of the dolls was in that video.
Really? Which one?
Carmeet. She did the first album with us.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember. She had red hair.
Yeah.
And your final favourite things question is, this is the one that we keep... Whoever we chat to, this question always comes up because we consider it to be of utmost importance. Your favourite cheese?
Ooh.
Goat's cheese is definitely a favourite.
Yeah. I like sharp cheddar cheese, like hardcore. Mm-hmm. Just
I love good cheese.
Yeah,
me too.
Guys, thank you very much for chatting to us.
Thank you.
Best of luck with the song. I think we're going to see you quite a bit over the summer. Fingers and toes crossed.
Yeah, for sure.
Spencer Kimberly, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to In Demand. Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight, a pleasure to have the wonderful Alexis Jordan back on the show with us.
Hi.
Hello. Hey. How are you?
I'm well, you?
Yeah, we're good. What are you munching away on?
Oh my gosh, you can hear me.
Yeah, but what have you got we want to know?
Oh, I have salmon bread and asparagus and green beans.
Ooh, oh, that sounds nice.
Sounds really healthy. As well. Yeah.
Very healthy. Just secretly, you just want a chocolate bar?
Yeah, but like I can't.
Oh, you're just trying to be good.
Yeah.
Well, especially with summer coming as well. All us girls do that, don't we?
It's the always, boys are doing it too.
It's the like the bikini diet.
Exactly.
Tonight, it's all about you. For the next 30 minutes, Alexis Jordan is in demand.
Whoa.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Alexis Jordan still with
Yay!
Us tonight.
What's up?
Now, we saw you before Christmas, and we were saying that the weather was pretty rubbish at that point, but you've brought the sunshine with you today.
Oh, well, yeah, thank you.
This is a marvellous thing.
It's going to be a wonderful day.
Everything has been a whirlwind for you, hasn't it, over the last few months?
Yeah, I've been so crazy busy. Sometimes I don't even remember the days. So, yeah. That's what I've been doing, just been very busy, you know, promoting my third single, Hush Hush, which has been a great... Have you seen the music video?
I have, yes. Yeah, we watched it the other night. Yeah, it's good. You are rocking it, man.
Thank you.
There's some good hairography going on in there as well.
You do have amazing hair.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
The hair is always good. Does it always look that good?
Sometimes it looks like that. Well, it's always kind of like shiny, but... Yeah, it might look a little bit flat sometimes.
Happiness went to number 3 here in the UK. Good Girl with number 6. We're still playing both songs on the radio pretty much every single night as well.
Wow, yay.
Are the fans kind of just totally into you now? Have you got a massive fan base who are just completely devoted?
Yeah, which I appreciate so much. And I can't even really go to the store without being noticed anymore, which is kind of different. And I'm just loving it.
You enjoy it. Do you find it a bit weird sometimes, like if you do just literally want to go out incognito and pop to the shop and get some milk or something?
I do think it's a little bit weird sometimes, but...
Absolutely. You're going to be supporting JLS on their summer tour, aren't you?
Yeah.
Wowzers. Woo. Have you met the boys before?
Yeah, I have.
They're nice, aren't they?
They're lovely. Yes. Do you have a favourite member of JLS?
I couldn't even tell you.
Can you remember all their names?
No.
I forget names.
It's Marvin, isn't it? You love Marvin.
Everyone loves Marvin.
But I like the dude that also flips at the end.
Yeah. What you need to do is you need to get JLS dolls, and then you can learn which one's which, because they have their own doll range now. Yeah. Like Ken dolls.
Wow, that's incredible.
Alexis, we'll play your brand new song now. Can you introduce it for us?
Yeah. Hey, everyone. This is Alexis Jordan, and you're listening to Hush Hush.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Alexis Jordan still with us tonight.
Yay.
Now, what we've been doing quite recently, something we never did with you. We did our first chat with you probably October last year. It seems like such a long time ago. A lot's happened for you in that period of time. We never got to know you through your favourite things, which is something we do with a lot of our guests on In Demand. Okay. Simple questions, and we get to know you a little bit better. So, Lucy, first favourite thing for Alexis.
Your favourite pet?
Dog.
Okay, any breed, any specifics?
Oh, well, I have a chihuahua.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what's your chihuahua called?
Her name's Cookie.
Oh, is she really, really tiny, or is she one of the slightly bigger breeds?
I think she's really, really tiny for me.
Have you ever carried her in a bag?
No, because she's too loud. She only is quiet with me.
Oh, so you couldn't put her in like your Louis Vuitton bag and go into Selfridges?
No, because she'll be like, get away. She'll be like, get away from AJ. Get away from AJ.
Oh, is she quite protective of you?
Yeah, very.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's so cute. Your favourite place to sing in the world?
Everywhere.
Aww. Nice. Your favourite British prince, Harry or William?
Cannot answer that. I don't know yet.
See, they've both got good qualities. William, the gentler, more mature brother, whereas Harry, a bit wild, but
more
sexy.
Rock and roll.
Mm.
Wow.
He'd show you how to party with Harry.
It's too hard, because I like the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Well, William's obviously like married now, but Harry will do, won't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take Harry. You'll do. Your favourite insult?
My favourite insult?
Mm-hmm. Do you cuss
You're
much
You're such
or not?
A milker.
A milker? What does that mean? This is new.
I don't know. We were just doing this weird... we were just doing this campaign, and I think milker is the new word.
Okay.
We're going to use that. We need
everyone
to use that.
Drinks milk, you know, once in a while. Mm-hmm. Such a milker.
Okay.
We can use that.
So is it like someone who feeds off someone else?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could see it like that, definitely. Mm-hmm. So basically like... Almost like douchebag, but just a nicer way of saying it.
Yes.
And this is the favourite thing question, because they're all really random every time. No one ever really gets asked the same one apart from this. Alexis Jordan, what is your favourite cheese?
I like cheddar.
Nice, classic.
Yay, classic. And never grows old, unless you leave it in the fridge too long.
Unless it goes mouldy.
Yeah.
Alexis, thank you for answering your favourite things there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alexis, thank you.
Thank you.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.